Chadwick takes it himself right side and is able to pick up a couple of yards, but a flag on the play thrown by the official from the backfield, so he saw something. It's going to be holding against Lavernia, so they're going to back up the Bears after that short gain by Chadwick. See where they mark it. They're marking it from the 47-yard line. So they're going to put it all the way back to the 37, and it'll be second down and 16 now. So the Bears are behind the sticks here as we get started in the second quarter. Texans leading it 7-6. Lavernia with a missed extra point in the first quarter. Back to throw, Chadwick going deep over the middle. He's got a receiver, but intercepted in the secondary. What a catch. Trying to get that number of that Wimberley Texan who caught it. Was it Stover?
That's Cade Stover again.
Certainly was. It looked like it was one-handed. Helmet came off, his long hair flopping around as he body bumps a teammate. What a play by Stover. Receiver was open there, Jared, but Stover just came back, made a play, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, absolutely. And last year we had old Stover as old Twinkle Toes. Remember, he had the bright shoes all the time?
That's right.
This year we may have to come up with a new name. Of course, helmet falls off, and he's got hair longer than probably
a little longer.
I would ever be jealous. Yeah, a little longer. Both of ours put together, he's got definitely longer.
Yeah. What a play. Looked like he was beaten on the play by the receiver, but he made up ground quickly. And so the Texans will take over on offense at their own 32-yard line. See if they can march down and add to that 7-6 lead here. Weeks back to throw. Going to flip it out right side. It looks like Krebs over there. Spin move. Still on his feet to the 25. No, that's Martinez. Finally, the whistles blow. It looks like he gained about 4 yards after all of that. It'll be second down and 6.
Yeah, a good play call right there. What we saw was Kiparos in the backfield and released to the short side of the field right here with two blockers. Ended up almost looking like a screen. Faked it all the way to the top with Gavin Martinez one-on-one and just fighting up there with the cornerback to get extra yardage, and a good job. Ended up picking up an extra 3 or 4 yards.
Second down and 6 now. Kiparos to the right of Weeks in the backfield. Trips to the left side for JoJo. Back to throw, looking deep, looking over the middle. It's got a man in and out of the hands. It would have been a tough catch by Wyatt Mann in the secondary, so incomplete. It'll be third down now and 6 for the Texans.
Yeah, good try right there by Wyatt Mann. Really kind of ends up sliding on his hind haunches right there and just kind of trying to get underneath it, but not able to pull it in. A pass really from JoJo that only Wyatt had an opportunity to catch. So you got to look at that as obviously a win, not putting the ball at jeopardy of getting – intercepted, but at the same time, third down and long right here for the Wimberley Texans.
Third down and 6 now for the Texans. Let's see if they can come up with it. Weeks now, rolling left, looking, he's got a man. It's Martinez who catches it, and he's got the first down out to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, that's a play right there that, man, they just made that look easy, didn't they? Gavin goes out 10 yards and puts his foot in the ground, turns around, out. Just a simple catch and throw, kind of like they were out doing 7-on-7 drills, really.
And he kind of bobbled it looked like, Jared.
He did, you're right.
But he was able to come up with it again.
Yeah, no doubt. That's this receiving core for the Wimberley Texans, I got to tell you, man, for as far as the talent level, it's going to be one of the most talented that we've seen. 4 receivers that really go and get the ball.
Here's the give to Kiparos up the middle. Nice hole by that offensive line. Downhill north and south, and he's able to step off about 7 yards quickly in a blink of an eye. Second down and 3.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, and that first play, that big hitter right there, opens up that playbook, and those coaching staff that are calling the plays all of a sudden, you know, maybe able to call something maybe a little bit more downfield, stretch it. We saw the big play to Krebs earlier, maybe opening something like that, or maybe even outside bubble screen.
Boy, you're right. Krebs and Martinez, Stover. A lot of weapons for JoJo Weeks. Now they're going to get it left side, a reverse to Krebs. He's able to get the first down, and he's able to run it down to the 41-yard line of Lavernia. So the Texans' offense is clicking a little bit on this drive.
Well, and that's what, like I said a minute ago, it's where it opens up that playbook, and you can kind of get a little bit fancy with it and try to get a big gain. And we've seen a couple reverses. We saw one to Stover earlier, ended up having a holding penalty on it, so didn't quite get to see it, but they reverse it on this one and go to Hayden Krebs, and Krebs ends up getting the first down.
Well, a lot of that is also having a senior-oriented team, too, Jared. I mean, you got Wyatt Mann, who is a senior. Martinez is a senior. JoJo Weeks, obviously, he's a senior. Kipras, a junior. Carruthers, a senior. A lot of experience. Back to throw. Looking deep. JoJo Weeks wings it down to the 10-yard line. It's caught on the far sideline by Wyatt Mann down to the 8-yard line.
What a great catch right there. We saw him try to slide underneath that last one, and that one right there kind of ends up slowing down a little bit to hold the defender back, and a basket catch over his shoulder right there for another big gain. Good, strong throw by JoJo.
So they're in business now at the Lavernia 8-yard line. And it'll be first down and goal. Play clock is at 15, but Weeks is already in position. He's got Carruthers to his right, Kipras to his left, shotgun. He will give it to Carruthers. No, he faked the handoff. He's got it himself, and he steps into the end zone. Touchdown, Wimberley Texans.
Now, what a good play call right there. Defensive end crashes down on Moss. Everybody really, for the Lavernia Bears, crashes on the right-hand side on the defense right there, and JoJo just pulls it, keeps it around. He's got to beat one guy, 5 yards. That's a play you'll take every day with a big guy like JoJo Weeks, ball in his hand. He squeezes it across the goal line for a touchdown.
Boy, you're right. He faked that handoff, and it was wide open spaces. Here's Arroyo now. The extra point is up, and it is good. 8:13 left to play in the first half. Our score, Wimberley 14, Lavernia 6. You're listening to Texas football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas non-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Texans 14, the Bears 6 from Lavernia. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Texans looks like they've got their offense unhinged a little bit here in the second quarter, unhinged in a good way, as they use big plays to drive the ball down and score again and take the 14-6 lead over the Bears. Arroyo now will kick things off for Wimberley. Kickoff is going to bounce at around the 19-yard line. It's taken at the 20. And looking for running room and not having much of it is Derek Barnhart. He gets it out to the 22-yard line, and that's where Lavernia will take over first down and 10. We are looking for fall interns. If you are interested in broadcasting, come intern for us. Give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969. Come on down. Lavernia's offense now will take over. Clayton Chadwick, the quarterback, he's gone the distance, and he'll have Diego Mendoza in the backfield with him as they start this drive. First down and 10. And the quarterback, Chadwick, is in a lot of trouble. Took the snap. He looked like there was some confusion, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. Looked like he lost a couple of yards back to the 20-yard line. Now they're going to put it at the 19, so give him a loss of 3. It'll be second down and 13 now.
That's going to be one thing big for the Wimberley Texans is that defense. It's just going to be a continual learning for our inside linebackers. Matt Mitchell, actually, we're seeing slide down really more into the free safety spot now. Moss Carruthers stepping up in there as well. So there looks like they're going to give quite a few. Moss Carruthers up the middle, and he's going to take him down.
Back to throw is Chadwick. He's going to get sacked all the way back to the 5-yard line. Well, they're going to mark it at the 6, but a big loss nevertheless. It's going to be third down and forever now. Third down and 25 for the Bears offense.
Yeah, Moss just really takes on the defender right there just pushes him straight back, pushes him off to the side, and Chadwick didn't have any opportunity whatsoever. Moss was kind of in his bubble before he could realize what was going on.
Boy, no doubt. Texans defense has been able to get good penetration up front here tonight. Here's Chadwick standing at his own goal line to take the snap. Back to throw. 5 yards deep. Pressure. He throws, and it's going to be incomplete. He was trying to hit Barnhart on the right side, but Stover had pretty good coverage, and now the Bears are going to have to punt it from their own end zone.
Yeah, another big play right there as we saw the Wimberley Texans stepping up with that defense. They're going to see Gavin Martinez kind of come back here and drop back for the kick return right here. But like you said, good coverage by Stover. Stover almost comes up with another interception right there.
Deep in the end zone is Walker Ring. He's 8 yards deep in his own end zone as Gavin Martinez stands at his own 42-yard line. Ring, line drive, punt, hits at the 35, and everybody's kind of stepping away from it as the Texans will have outstanding field position at the Lavernia 36-yard line to start their next drive.
Yeah, if you're Wimberley, you're thinking right here, 6.5 minutes left, second quarter. Probably going to run the ball a little bit, I would imagine. Try to get another score on the board, obviously, but at the same time, take some clock off and really kind of take this lead into the end of the half at 21-6. That would be huge for the Texans right now.
The first down and 10 at the 36-yard line. Again, Texans lead it 14-6. 6:36 left to play in the first half. Let you hear the Wimberley marching band at halftime. And now a timeout by Lavernia. Let's take it with them. Our score, Wimberley 14, Lavernia 6. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Texans have the ball at the Lavernia 36-yard line. Weeks has Kipris to his left, and Guy is going to get the handoff. A lot of traffic, though. No gain. It'll be second down and 10. Texans with all three of their timeouts remaining, so that's not an issue right now with 6:20 left to play in the first half.
Yeah, kind of. I think what we expected a little bit right there was running the ball and seeing if they can't produce some yardage on the ground, get that going. We've seen the air attack right now for the Wimberley Texans, and it's definitely obviously an on point so far as they need to really get this ground game going with Moss and Guy.
Second down and 10 now. Flip it out left side at Stover. He's got running room to the 30. Spins. Still on his feet. First down and down to the 24-yard line is Stover.
Yeah, you know, and something to always see is what we talked about so many times last year with what they do with JoJo, and obviously he's shown a ton of confidence so far this year. But they do those little quick hitters, which are basically extended runs, that he takes that catch that ball 2-3 yards back into the backfield, and he's got the single blocker, Gavin Martinez, up there. Gavin kind of probably wishes he could have taken that one back a little bit, kind of whiffed on the block right there, but still a big gain for the Wimberley.
Yeah, and JoJo looks like he does that about as easily as he breathes. He's done it so much. Here's Kipris up the middle, a big tackle there at the 23-yard line. I thought Guy might be able to cut it out wide and try to hit the home run on that run, but a nice play by the Lavernia defender.
Yeah, it looked like he had a seam right here from where we were sitting, and that defender just came shot in there and took his legs out from underneath him, so going to give him a little bit of breather. Moss Carruthers is going to come in there now. Going to bring, looks like, what four receivers set back in for the Texans.
Second down and 9 now. You were talking about Stover maybe wanting to take that one to the house. He's the type of kid, he's kind of like Gavin Martinez. You think every time he gets the ball, he might take it to the house.
Yeah, he's always got an opportunity, doesn't he?
Back to throw is JoJo now. Looking. Great protection. Scrambles right. And now he's going to be thrown down way back at the 28-yard line. And JoJo probably should have gotten rid of that one, Jared.
Yeah, he had a lot of open room on that right-hand side as well and just kind of wanted to get the ball down the field, was locked in a little bit, had about 10 or 12 yards in front of him to run and keep it third and short now, but ended up going to take the loss right there. We're going to be, what, third and 16, third and 15 right here?
Yeah, it looks like third and 15. Got to get down to the 13-yard line. The ball is at the 28 now. 3:56 left to play in the first half, and the clock is running. Texans again in no big hurry. They've got three timeouts remaining. Weeks has trips to his left side. Carruthers in the backfield with him. Back to throw is JoJo. Looking left, looking deep. Now flips it over the middle. Caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Hayden Krebs. Touchdown, Wimberly. 28 yards.
Yeah, there's another one right there. Just a simple post route right over the middle of the field. Hayden Krebs gets wide up. Actually, that's Wyatt Mann, isn't it?
Was that Mann? I thought it was Krebs.
That may have been Wyatt. I'm having trouble. They got a big old pile right there. But either one, good catch and a touchdown for the Wimberly Texans. It was Hayden Krebs. You are correct.
So now Arroyo will come on, try to tack on the extra point. The hold by Stover is down, and the kick is up. And the kick is good. 3:37 left to play in the first half. Our score, Wimberly 21, Lavernia 6. You're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Now set to kick off. 3:37 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberly has extended the lead to 21-6 over the Lavernia Bears. Texans in control of this one right now. Here's the kickoff. Arroyo kicks it to the 10-yard line, bounces around. They're going to have to pick it up late and now to the 10-yard line, to the 15, and down to the 17 with flags throwing. That is Joseph Cortez. See what the penalty's all about here. Flag rest on the 18-yard line. And it's going to be an illegal block by Lavernia, so they're going to back the Bears up. The Bears have played this second quarter, Jared, inside their own 10-yard line for the most part.
Yeah, Wimberly doing a good job of really on all aspects of defense right now. That we had the first drive where they had the big pass, big run off of the breakdown. But since then, man, really cleaned it up, really looking good. Coaching staff making awesome adjustments so far, and obviously a 21-6 lead. And Wimberly wanting to really hold at this point and maybe even have the opportunity to take the ball back over with an explosive offense, maybe put another run up.
Here's Chadwick now. He's going to throw it left side. It's caught. Complete out to the 15-yard line and down to the 16-yard line is Zach Scott. That's his first catch of the night. It's a pickup of about 7, and it'll be second down and 3. Maybe 8 yards, second down and 2. See where they spot it. They're going to put it at the 17-yard line. So second down and 3 as the clock continues to run with 3 minutes left in the first half. Chadwick is going to take it himself, right side, and not a lot of running room at all. He's tackled by about 14 Wimberly Texans after a gain of no yards. So it's going to be third down and two now for the Texans.
14, man. A couple guys come off the sidelines right there.
I know.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about.
Look like a lot of white jerseys out
there,
didn't
it? Everybody. I think a couple of parents were out there making that tackle.
I think they're feeding kids different things now because I got to tell you, just sitting here looking, Kowalski, Mitchell, some of these young men back here that have got a lot of speed are really big kids.
They gave him a yard on the play. I don't know how he got that, but they're going to spot it at the 18-yard line. And now a flag, another false start by the Bears offense. And the wheels have kind of come off a little bit of this Lavernia Bears offense. And I think it's as much to do with Wimmerly's defensive prowess as it is Lavernia's ineptitude right now.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. Right there we saw Kowalski try to get up in there and kind of fluster the nose tackle a little bit. Obviously, it's a situation where they got something to do.
Chedwick now tried to hit the screen to the left side. He had all kinds of pressure. Just kind of threw it into the turf now. And it's going to be fourth down, and that's really detrimental to Lavernia here, Jared, as it stops the clock at 2 minutes left to play.
Yeah, they only took a minute and 30 seconds off the clock. And what I talked about when the drive started, Wimberly's going to end up getting the ball back right here on their side of the field. And with an explosive offense and what we've seen to be so far, what appears a pretty good leg on the field goal kicker for Wimberly could make something interesting.
Zach Scott with a line drive taken at the 46-yard line by Gavin Martinez. Thought he might be able to break that one, but he got it down to the 40-yard line. Again, excellent field position by Wimberly with 1:51 left to play in the first half and all three timeouts.
So yeah, short field, too. That's going to be a huge, huge bonus as the Texans look to really do that two-minute offense.
He got it to the 40, and then the ball boy threw the ball out to the official who dropped it, and another official has put it down at the 40, at the 41. So my first whining of officiating comes with 1:51 left to play in the first half. I'm surprised it lasted this long.
I was going to say, I'll have more of those throughout the year, but so don't feel bad yet.
Here's Weeks now. Rolling right, looking, screen left. Oh, and Carruthers had all kinds of running room. Tried to run it before he caught it there, Jared, and dropped it. Incomplete.
Yeah, I think you're right. That play looks like it's been set up several times on the little out. Gavin Martinez on the top side right there, but Moss Carruthers, a lot of land and opportunity right there in front of him, but just couldn't make the play.
Second down and 10 now. Clock has stopped at 1:47 left to play. As Weeks gets the play from the sidelines. Five Wimberly coaches over there. That's a committee meeting right there, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to have to call a timeout right here, I believe. Their play clock's down to 7 seconds.
Well, JoJo's got him up there. 3-2, and he got the snap off. Rolling left. Good job by Weeks. Going to flip it left side. It's Martinez who catches it and steps out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Nice job. First down.
That's that same little out pattern that we talked about earlier. Just looks like they've been throwing it for 15 years to each other, just pitch and catch real easily since they were 2 years old maybe.
Ball is right at the 25-yard line. Boy, and that's a senior quarterback for you right there. A lot of quarterbacks would have looked at that time and burned a timeout, but he got the snap with about 2 seconds left. Nice job by JoJo. First down and 10. Carruthers with the give up the middle. Fights his way forward. He's got 5 yards down to the 20. It'll be second down and 5 now.
Opening up the outside right there with the run on the inside. Hoping to open up the outside right here on a little inside run to Moss Carruthers. Ends up getting a pretty good gain, just fighting forward for 5 yards. So, again, second down and 5 right here for the Wimberly Texans as they're leading 21-6 with a minute and 10 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Texans trying to milk this clock as much as they can here. Three timeouts remaining. Second down and 5. Kipperus to the left of Weeks in the backfield. He's going to get a little flip pass to the left side. Cuts inside down to about the 17-yard line. He gets out of bounds. Clock is stopped with 51 seconds left to play. He's short of the first down, though. Needs about 5 more yards, it looks like. Third down and 5. See what the Texans call here.
I would probably look for them to take a little bit of a shot right here, maybe another one of the outs. They've had, obviously, quite a bit of success with posts over the middle. Krebs and Wyatt Mann both kind of see what they're going to do right here, but I look for something maybe 10 yards down the field and give them an opportunity to get in the end zone with 50 seconds left.
Three wide receivers to the right side. JoJo's going to take it himself. Up the middle, powers forward. I think he's got the first down to the 15-yard line. And the Texans immediately call a timeout with 40 seconds remaining. Well, let's see if they're going to measure this thing now. The sticks haven't moved here, Jared. Let's keep it here instead of going for a break here as the Texans take their first timeout. I think that's a first down, though, yeah.
Yeah, well, why in the world this year would they start measuring already?
That's right.
We didn't have a measurement until
last
what?
Last year, I think, second game in the playoffs, I think. Good grief. Hey, if you're a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. It's a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. Certainly would love to hear from you. Ball sits at the Lavernia 15-yard line. 40 seconds left, and the Texans have two timeouts remaining. I would imagine, Jared, that Doug Warren's pretty happy with a lot of what he's seen here tonight so far.
He's probably a lot happier now that they got that kind of first series jitters, we'll call it, out of the way, and obviously have looked extremely solid since then. Again, looking to extend the lead going into halftime right here from the 15-yard line.
First down from the Lavernia 15. Weeks rolls right, looking, and throwing. He's got a man at the 8. It's Krebs. Touchdown, Krebs. 15 yards, no flags.
I'd say he's having a little bit of a game tonight, don't you think?
Third touchdown of the night for Krebs, all on passes from JoJo Weeks. This one from 15 yards out.
Yeah, another just a really a simple out play right there. Krebs makes a good stutter step on the inside, cuts it to the out, and man, a good play right there all around. Good catch, good throw, or good catch, good run right there by Hayden Krebs.
Arroyo now comes on to try to tack on his fourth extra point of the night. It's up and it's good. And with 32 seconds left to play in the first half, Wimberley's rolling. Texans 28, Lavernia 6. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
By the way, Nick Cole's on those extra points. So Nick's doing a good job here tonight. The roster I had another young man's name on it. So at any rate, way to go, Nick. Good job. Here's the kickoff taken at the 12-yard line by Barnhart, and he's able to navigate forward beyond the 30 to the 31, and that's where Lavernia will take over with 25 seconds left and no timeout. Jared, I'm not sure Lavernia just wants to take it to the house at this point and kind of regroup.
Yeah, they've made a couple, you know, decent plays over the middle and had some, even the interception earlier by Stover, really, he got behind Stover. Stover comes back and makes a great play to intercept that ball earlier, but we've seen a couple plays where they got behind the defense, but I guarantee you Matt Mitchell, the big number 34 sitting out there, is probably not going to let them get behind him this time, and they may just try to run the ball right here.
Yeah, and Mitchell's way deep. He's near midfield here as they await possibly just heaving it up in the air by the quarterback. Nope, they're going to give it straight up the middle, and that is Joseph Cortez on the carry. And that's going to probably be the last play of the first half. He picked up a yard or two, but that's about it, as Lavernia is going to be content. Well, let's see. They're going to snap it right before it goes off. Nope, they're going to take it to the house for halftime. Halftime, well, Wait just a minute. It's going to be a timeout. I think Wimberly may have taken that. There's no time on the clock.
Yep, you're right. That's a timeout called.
But they're going to have one more play.
They kind of got a little side huddle going over here. If you're Lavernia on this left side, the skill position guys are kind of over there.
I see that.
And maybe thinking a little razzle-dazzle play right here maybe. I don't know what they're going to quite draw up, but I guarantee the Wimberly coaches are saying down there, do not, absolutely do not, let them get behind you.
And they've put 3 seconds back on the clock. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I thought they had used all their timeouts. The scoreboard had no timeouts remaining for Lavernia. At any rate, we're going to have one more play at least.
We may just see the old three- or four-man rush and everybody else drop pretty deep back right here.
Chadwick, the quarterback. Shotgun, drops to throw. Here we go. Last play of the first half. Flags on the play. He throws it long and deep down the middle, and it's going to be knocked away and incomplete. A nice job in that secondary by number four, who's not on my roster. And
yeah.
That ends the first half of play. Let's see what the flag is all about. It's about Lavernia. It's on Lavernia. It's going to be declined. Halftime, Wimberly 28, Lavernia 6. We're back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberly and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at RE/MAX.com/Wimberly.